Okay, we're rolling right along inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. And in our final segment tonight, we're now going to focus our attention on the Big Ten Conference and Michigan football. And no doubt, they have struggled mightily this season with a number of disappointing losses and being overwhelmed at home by Utah and getting shut out at Notre Dame. But right now, we want to walk down memory lane, relive some of those good old days in Wolverine history. And with us tonight is Dr. Frank Lieberman. He is the author of the new book, Bo's Warriors, Bo Schembechler, and the Transformation of Michigan Football. It's nice to have you with us. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you, Biggie.
Hey, I know we're going to have some fun, and we're going to delve into your book here just momentarily, but I know you have followed Michigan close throughout the years. Just kind of give us some insight on how the script is unfolding so far this year, because I think the fans are a little bit restless and kind of disappointed.
I would rather talk about the past than this year.
Well, we can dive
right in. If you know what I mean.
Absolutely. We can dive right in there. Yeah. You're not going to give me like a quick takeaway on your thoughts on how the season's playing out so far?
Well, so far, this is very interesting because I'm going to go back. Michigan is 2-2 playing Minnesota for the Brown Jug, the infamous
right.
Brown Jug.
Sure.
Now, the 69 book, the team where Bo and Woody started their 10-year battle, Michigan was 2-2 going into the Minnesota game in 1969, and in fact were behind in the first half 9-7. Okay, and Bo came in and talked to them and said, basically, you guys are better than you think, and don't let this opportunity pass. So Michigan scored all these touchdowns, four more touchdowns in the second half. Minnesota didn't do any. And from then on, they annihilated Illinois, Iowa, and they just took over. And so when they went into the Ohio State game, in fact, at the Iowa game just before they were, they blew out Iowa 51ers. I forget. I'd have to look in the book to
figure out
the score. Mm-hmm. But the player said, let's go to Columbus now. Let's play Ohio State now. Ohio State was the number one ranked team at the time and had 22 straight victories. And not only that, Woody thought this was perhaps his greatest team. He had Jack Tatum, the assassin, among others. Anyway, so Michigan is 3-2. And for the next 2.5 years in their season play, we're 24-1. So we pointed this out to Coach Brady Hoke at one of the Michigan alumni functions this week and said, okay, and also to Dave Brandon, who's the athletic director, that do you remember Michigan was 2-2 going into Minnesota? And the season got turned around. Not only that, that started the transformation of Michigan football.
Well, so, Frank,
this weekend is critical.
It is critical, and I love your optimism, and perhaps they can return. I mean, I think of that, you know, the first season for Brady Hoke. I mean, 11-2 in that debut campaign. I mean, they can still turn it around. Well, let's move ahead. Let's talk about and relive some of those memories of head coach Bo Schembechler as a head coach. I mean, he was amazing. His ability to lead so many things, a disciplinarian. He was loving. He was gruff. He had the heart of a champion. How would you describe him as a head coach and why he was so effective?
Well, first of all, he inherited a group of outstanding athletes, such as Frank Gusick, Tom Darden, who had an outstanding pro career, Jim Brandstetter, Fritz Seifert, Mike Keller, who had a pro career, Tom Curtis, who had a pro career, Jim Betts, Reggie McKenzie, who had an outstanding pro career, along with Coach Gary Moeller. So these were all recruits from Bump. Bump Elliott recruited these guys. So Bo actually had to eliminate all these players who showed up for spring practice. He basically said, you do it my way or it's the highway. And so he said, I can't work with all these players. There's too many. So he got rid of them by these brutal practices. In fact, Fritz Seifert, one of the players in the book, said, Bump wouldn't have us do some of these things because it disrespected the individual. So the players just couldn't stand Bo at first. Couldn't. Actually, some probably hated him at first. And it wasn't until after their careers ended that they began to love him and understood what it was all about. Let me give you one illustration. Reggie McKenzie, who's All-American, All-Pro, College Hall of Fame, who was infamous in helping O.J. set the rushing record back then for Buffalo. So Bo came to Reggie at the end of the 1972, the end of Reggie's career at Michigan, and said, "I'm coaching with Bear Bryant in Lubbock, Texas for this All-Star game. I'd like you to join us." And Reggie politely said, "No, coach, I'm unable to do that." Reggie told me, "I'm through with this guy. I don't want him. I'm done with him. I don't want anything to do with him." Yet, a couple of years later, Reggie formed his foundation, which is still going on. And he came, who do you think he came to? He came to Bo. Mm-hmm. And Bo helped him out in providing Michigan materials for him, like footballs and things like that, for him to get his foundation started. He said, "Yeah, I hated him at first, almost quit the team, but I love him. I love that man." So transformation not only of Michigan football, but of the character of these individuals. Their character was outstanding.
We have been zeroing in on Michigan football and highlighting a new book that is out by Dr. Frank Lieberman. It is titled Bo's Warriors, Bo Schembechler, and the Transformation of Michigan Football. Just quickly, Frank, where can the listeners go and get a copy of it?
They can get a copy of it through the publisher, Triumph Books, through Barnes & Noble, through Amazon, the usual social media stuff. And I'm going to put up a link at some point on Facebook. They can buy it through me, get an autographed copy through me. That'll be down the road. But right now, if they want to get it right now, Triumph, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the usual.
That, of course, was Dr. Frank Lieberman, author of Bo's Warriors. We want to take time to thank all of our outstanding guests and lineup. David Sigerman, of course, the new book that's out on Ray Lucas. Nick Eatman, the beat writer for DallasCowboys.com. Our very own Sean Salisbury. Andy Pondillo, our outstanding producer right here. And Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, reminding each and every one of you, don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.